So speaking of doing what you do, Howard, it's your turn.
Am I going to do what I do?
Yeah, but hold on, Howard. This one's for you.
Oh, what you got?
You are awesome.
There you go.
Yay. Michelle or Sherry, could you email Jim Turnell or whoever does our promotional products? I want one of those that says you are phenomenal. Okay? All right. How are we doing? All right, did you go from phenomenal to okay after lunch, or did you get better than phenomenal? Okay, all right. I'm going to keep you guys busy. One last thing before Dr. Rome leaves the building here. If you did not get this special package, then does anybody that did not get a package want one of these packages?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, you want one?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. Okay, one more over here. Okay. Another one over here. Three. I think we have about maybe five more. And here, let me give you this back. Well, that's all right. Just go to the table and pay for it. We trust you. It's Dr. Rome's product anyway. It's not mine, so I trust you. Just got to make sure he gets all the way back to Atlanta, has enough gas money, that's all. Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay.
No. Go like this.
Now, that Greek god back there, the guy with the beard, BK, let me tell you something about this guy. He's got the biggest heart you would ever find in a human being. And I was over there a second ago, and he pulled out a big wad of cash, $100 bills.
That's mine.
I know. I know. I was like, that's Mindy's. Actually, that's not what I said. I was like, give me one of those. What are you doing with all those hundreds over there? Well, he was giving Dr. Rome $300 in case there may be someone in this room or someone that you know that might want one of those. So if you or somebody knows somebody that needs this stuff that doesn't have the money for it, just go see Michelle, and we have an extra package to give away. Give BK a big hand clap. So not only did he give Dr. Rome $300 cash, he gave me $100 too. I was like, okay.
Really don't have that much money.
You know how he really doesn't have that much money left. Because he's been with me and Dr. Rome, okay. So we'll just hang on to this for a little while. It'll probably come to some good use after a while. Okay. Also, remember, if you're going to join us for our Leading with DISC, the 16th and 17th, be sure to fill out that form and turn it in also. We're going to have a great time. We always like to do something special in between conferences, or we used to do that before COVID-19. I'm doing some real estate transactions here in Destin right now. I bought a house in November for my kids. Really for my grandkids, but they're too young to care for it, so I had to invite their parents. And, Christian's in the room. Okay, good. And it went up in value so much, I said, I'm going to sell this thing and buy another one. So I bought another house, and meanwhile, I'm selling this other house. Anyway, so this new house that I bought, they're just getting all the, I call it my banker and, you know, no problem, Howard, whatever you need. But the underwriters, that's a different story, right? So they sent an email a while ago and some of the things that the underwriters need. The first thing that they need is, why was there an income drop from 2019 to 2020? I'm like, really? They're asking that question. The answer is very easy. So we're about 20 in our service company, about 20% down last year. But get this, our profit wasn't down hardly at all. That team is phenomenal over there. Okay. How many of you know that if you're going to go somewhere and you're going to use GPS, you not only need the destination, what else do you need? You got to have your starting point. So go ahead and open your goals booklet, and we are going to do two assessments here. The first one we're going to do is the personal wheel assessment. And what you're going to do is you're going to take just a few minutes. If you're going to set a goal or you're going to do a project or whatever, the first thing you need to do is assess the situation. So what is that, page 32, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to rate each one of these areas on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, 10 being phenomenal, 1 being poor. And you're going to total that up and divide it by 10, and that's going to give you the answers like we see on the screen right there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to circle those corresponding spokes, and you are going to then connect the dots. You see where we're going, right?
Yep.
On the wheel. And let's do that for the personal wheel and the business wheel, and then I'm going to have a few questions for you. Yes? Everybody understand?
Yes.
Okay, ready, set, grow. By the way, you're not going to have to share this with anybody. Yeah, if there's one that anything that doesn't apply on any of these, you can just skip it and divide by 9.
What is Automobile University?
Automobile University. Who wants to share what Automobile University means? Sherry Perry, please.
Automobile University is when you use your drive time as your time to pour more really great information in. So whether it's a great book, CD, you know, so you're thinking Audible, you're thinking if you still have a CD player in your car, some of you might even still have a cassette player. Does anyone know what a cassette is? I have so many cassettes. Anyway, it's just spending your time that you have in your car listening to good, valuable content.
Yep. Podcast, all that good stuff. Yes, ma'am.
The rating, the score is based on what you think your greatest potential is.
No, where you are now. Where you feel you are now.
In relationship to where you personally can be. Not in relationship to where other people are.
In relationship to what's in that slot. So give me an example. Pick one out. Okay, so so your ideal weight, 1 to 10. Are you where you want to be?
So it's what you want.
Yeah, it's what you want.
when you get to your business wheel assessment under administration, make sure to divide your number by 9 instead of 10. There are only 9 items under administration, so mark that down. 9 items under administration. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the latest up-to-date information. On the administration wheel, just make sure you count. We plan our taxes annually before year end as a line item, and you should be good to go with 10. Same with leadership. Thank you, Erica. And anything else, just let us know. We can correct that on the next rendition. I have no C. That's why I said that there's 9. There you go.
Okay, folks, let's get it wrapped up. I'm not spying, I'm just seeing how everybody's doing. That's all right. Do you charge?
No, I don't charge.
You don't? It's free. Your class. Still work. Hey, all right, Sherry, you ready with a microphone? All right. How many of you in this room, this is the very first time you've done this Wheel of Life assessment? Let me see your hands, please. Okay. I want to hear from you guys first. What was this experience like? Raphael, can I call on you right here? Raphael?
I mean, you learn a lot about yourself. You know, I didn't realize what's my strongest one here? Like, how much into my career I am. How much I care about my career.
You know what? We are thankful that you care that much about your career. Do you want to tell the folks what you do?
So I'm an active duty Marine stationed at the NAS Pensacola base in Pensacola. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay, someone else, so this is your first time that you don't mind sharing. Okay, the first timers don't want to share. Okay. All right, maybe someone who's done it before would like to share to your. Does anybody else remember what it was like your first time you did this? Yeah? Okay. Let me hear from Randy.
I remember it, and I remember the numbers were a lot higher. I put big numbers on there. I thought I was doing really, really good in a lot of things, and you really don't know what all that means until after you listen and you study and you realize that those numbers have fallen dramatically until you're around people that are doing it and doing things and in the community and on those pod groups. You really don't realize how far you're out until you get in and see that. And that's why I was trying to explain to her. It's not a test. Those numbers are going to change every quarter.
That's right.
And it does give you something to work on, though. Each one of those, even if it's just you pick one thing out of there and you say, okay, it's a 5 today. My one thing in July, my one thing in August, I'm going to make that number a 6. I'm going to make that number a 7. And you can just pick it apart that way in just little tiny bites at a time.
Love that. Give Randy a big hand clap for sharing. How about over here? You said you remember your first time doing it, Greg?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. You sure do. It sounds sure like do. He remembers it well.
You gotta get yourself out of the way, and when you start really looking at the personal wheel and see hey, where the opportunity to be that better husband, better dad, better business partner, when you see if you can get closer to God, and when you, it's an eye-opener. And I'm really thankful, Howard. Squeeze the butt cheeks. I remember that. All right.
You what?
Squeeze the butt cheeks. Thank you, Jamie.
Jamie, you can't come anymore. I'm sorry. You're out of the circle.
Yeah.
That's just not a good visual.
Yeah.
There are children still in the room.
Yeah. But like I said, I came up to you a minute ago and got my first 10 in business, so under administration. And my wheel with your system, turnkey in 3, is almost round now. So thank you.
Betcha. Give Greg a big hand clap. Okay. BK. Elise.
Yeah. I got one for you.
Okay.
Okay, the first time I did it, my big thing was, you know, the work-life balance thing, right? And so when you're on here, work is career, and then there are 6 other spokes. So if you're trying to balance 6 against 1, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Give it up for Elise.
So my first I did, I can remember still, and I'm getting pressure in my ears. My personal was super great. Career was just taking off. Physical, I was running ultras. It was phenomenal. Start making money, ton of money. Mental, I was reading 50 books a year. It was just off the charts. Like Howard said, it was 10, borderline 11, and all those. And my family was at 2.
Oh.
And my spiritual was at 4. And I was reading every day in the morning and in the evening for 2 years, the affirmation card from Ziegler. And one day, my wife took it and laminated. And she highlighted family-oriented, clean, kind, and unselfish. And I still have that. And it changed my life. I knew Howard then, but I was following Ziegler more. And it did everything for me that I am here today. I stopped running, obviously. But it changed my life. My wife is first time with me today on any kind of events like this. She was always here with me, but she was never here because she would be with the kids and I would be here trying to learn. So once I realized that God and the family is number one and number two, everything else started falling in place.
Amen. Michelle, would you mind sharing what you told me a while ago?
It's not my first time to take the wheel assessment, so I was telling Howard my numbers are going down, and similar to what he said too. When you first take it, you think, man, I've got this, but then you start digging into it, and like, what about this detail? Do you have this written down? And how are you executing this in the office? And what about that in the office? Can anybody else do it in the office? And then all of a sudden, you know, like I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now, and now I thought, I'm going to kill this wheel. I'm like, my numbers are down again. So on the business part of it. But that's why. Actually, overall business is up 30 to 40%.
Yay.
Yes. And so I know it's just getting more into the super details of things and executing with FTI.
Yes, absolutely. Excellent. So the thing is that this awareness, we got somebody else that's going to share? I'm going to tweak that microphone a little bit. You may want to turn that speaker. Right. So as our awareness goes up, as we continue to look at this, the other what happens when our awareness goes up, I think what you're saying, Randy, and what Michelle is saying is your awareness goes up and you start learning, you know, how well you can do it. I want to give you guys a statement right now. And that is what we want to be about is don't do the best that you can do. Whatever you do, do it the best that it can be done. We don't want to compare ourselves to other people because the comparison disease is the thief of joy. You're individuals, and there's always going to be somebody stronger or weaker. There's always going to be somebody better or not so good. You know, you're going to be better than somebody else in a certain area. But whatever you do in your business, find the system and do it the best that it can be done. Find the world-class system. And that's what we try to do in Inner Circle, is find the best way that something can be done. That's why we bring in people like Dr. Rome. That's why we bring in people like Dr. Leaf. Find the best person who has the best wheel. I have a member, his name is John Browning, and he was one of my first members. He's one of my best friends in the world now. And he joined probably, I don't know, 20-something years ago. And his father-in-law, I think it was, said to him when he started his business, he said, find the person who has the wheel, who has the proven system, and just copy them. It's hard to try to invent things on your own, try to create things on your own. And so we have to find the best practices and then bring them together and figure out the best way that it can be done. And that's true of personal habits too. And so your habits are really systems for your life. And systems are habits for your business. That's what Tom Ziegler likes to say. Speaking of Tom Ziegler, he is the one that created this graphic right here. And this graphic isn't 100% correct, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But when Tom and I started, we weren't even really working together yet. They were putting together what would become Zig Ziglar's very last book. And he said, it was called Born to Win. He said, I want to put a chapter in the book called Born to Win for Business Leaders. And I think you have a quote. I've heard you say this quote, and that quote is, the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals, right? That's the only reason it exists. If we have a business, that gives us all those results, but we're a 2 on family or a 4 on spiritual, it's not working, right? So we design our life first, and then we build that business around it to help us achieve those life goals, right? So Tom is thinking vehicle, and we had developed this business wheel. Actually, Tom and I developed this together. He called me up one day, he said, "You know, we've got this Ziegler personal wheel. Have you ever done a business wheel?" And I said, "Yeah, let me send it to you. We have a business planning workshop." Now, keep in mind, this goes back about 11 years when this happened. The book came out in 2010. And I said, "Yeah, let me send it to you." And it had about 8 spokes on it. So we worked together to create these 5 spokes that we have now: leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. And so we got that done. He's working on the last chapter of Born to Win, Born to Win for Business Leaders. And he called me up one day and said, "Listen, I'm going to send you an email right now with a document in it. But you have to promise me that you won't open the document until I tell you, and you'll take it only page by page while I'm talking to you so I can walk you through the presentation." I said, "Okay, cool." So he sent it through, and what he had was this bicycle. You probably remember it from the book, right? And so what you do here is, if you look at your wheels, if you look at your personal wheel, by the way, any flat tires out there? Okay. Anybody maybe in the past had a flat tire? And BK, I bet your spiritual and your family is a lot bigger now, right? Yeah. So if you're riding a bike, which, by the way, this is my favorite vehicle right here. If it was up to me, I'd never get in a car ever again. I'd never get on an airplane ever again. I would just ride my bike every day. Now, I have a kind of a special car that I do like to drive. I have to admit that. But anyway, but I like my bikes, especially my electric beach bike. It's got big, fat tires on it, you know, and I can scream down the beach. And one time I was flying down my beach, and I was trying to catch up with this four-wheeler. And it was the park guys, and I was just, you know, trying to see how fast I could go. He turns around and he pulls up, and I stop to say hello, because, you know, I'm going to ask him what his name is and have the phenomenal talk with him, right? And he goes, "How fast will that thing go, man?" I start bragging about how fast it'll go and everything. He said, "Well, that's illegal in this park." It's not. But I was like, "Okay, Howard, don't brag. Don't be arrogant. Be grateful." And I said, "Well, actually, it's not. But what is your concern?" And he was telling me about these little, these birds that hatch on the beach or whatever. And, you know, whatever. And I said, "Oh, man, when I see wildlife, man, I started telling them what a nature lover I am," which I am. And I said, "I would, you know, so I always go slow when I see, you know, animals or kids or whatever." What's really cute, though, is these little sand crabs. Have you seen the sand crabs on the beach?
Yeah.
And they go sideways like this. Well, when you walk up on them, they see you coming, they duck down in their hole, right? You've seen them do that? When you're riding that fast on the beach, you can see them up in front of you, and they're just like scrambling because they see something coming that's just coming too fast. They probably do it with the guys on the four-wheeler too. But if they can't make it to their hole, they're like, "I can't make it to my hole." They run toward the water and do a backflip into the water. It's the funniest thing in the world. But anyway, what is that bike going to feel like if I have flat tires? Could be a pretty bumpy ride. So anyway, so Tom had the wheels there, and then he said that, and then he started showing the parts of the bike. and I want to show them to you. Now, Dr. Rome got a hold of this and did some of this work with it. This thing to work. Okay, so the what's not right about this this bike is it's supposed to be a V. So I want you to change your curled handlebars to a V. Okay? Change that to a V. And that stands for vision. And when you change it to a V, when you see it in the Born to Win book or you see it in your materials in Inner Circle, you'll see that that V is also a Y. So you're looking through the handlebars of vision and purpose, and that's really important. Dr. Rome put that your direction determines your destination. If we look at this wheel, the idea behind this is let's find out where we're at. Let's find out what direction we're going. We need to turn around and go another direction. Mr. Ziegler said that the most important things are character and life or character and integrity. And the second thing is persistent consistency. That's what the PC stands for. It does not stand for pedal like crazy. So write in persistent consistency. What does that mean? It means daily habits. I work on my goals every day. I work on myself every day. Being persistent means that we're going to take it up a notch every day. We're gonna raise the bar every day. Now, what Dr. Rome added to this is that the business wheel is the power, more on the task side. And I'm sure he would be okay in me saying this, that he and I don't agree on everything. But I think he said something about Ruth Graham earlier, that if we agreed on everything, one of us would not be necessary or something like that. This is a draft copy. And we'll work on it together till we get on the same page. And then people-oriented is the direction that we're going. Kind of like the DISC model of human behavior. You have to understand that everything that, I shouldn't say this, but DISC highly influences the way Dr. Rome thinks. Okay? So I've had Dr. Rome speak at a lot of my conferences, and what do you think is the foundation of every single presentation he does?
Yes.
Yes. Anything. Everything. And it's very powerful too. A couple more things on this wheel. If you go through the Born to Win book, which everybody here should have, you have it in your package. Let me get my pointer here. The seed is called the seed of character because you are going to have trouble in life. You're going to hit bumps in the road. And if you hit a bump on a bike without a seat, yeah, what you got to do? What is it, Jamie? That's when you need to... Yeah, that's when. Okay. See, I didn't think I was going to use that. And then in Born to Win, the first iteration of it, there was no chain. In fact, there was no seat. It was just a scooter. But a scooter's, you know, that's a lot of hard work. And so you add the seat of character. Then you add the gears. That's the learning. That's the reading. That's the podcast. That's Automobile University. That's training. That's coaching. And then you add the chain. And as Tom Ziegler says, the chain... the links in the chain are what attaches activity to accomplishment. How many of you know that, in fact, my son borrowed my beach bike yesterday, and he was going somewhere that he should have been gone about an hour and a half, and he was back in about 5 minutes. And I said, the chain came off, didn't it? He was in there washing his hands. He's like, yeah. Because it comes off from time to time. I know when it comes off, how it comes, you know, all that. That's a lot of work, and you're going nowhere. Activity does not equal accomplishment, does it? Okay. So now you know the story behind the bike. And the idea is that what we want to do is we want to increase our, both of our wheels, so that they're big, they're round, we got a lot of power, we got a lot of direction, we got vision, we got purpose, and we're getting some things done. Yes?
Yes.
Or yes? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to set some goals a little bit later. We're going to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to set some goals around some of these areas. Yes, ma'am? That's what Dr. Rome added for us. I'm not sure I agree with it, but that's okay. So he wanted to put the business side on the task side and the people or the personal wheel on the relationship side. But I see them as both because all business, all of life is about relationships. Yeah.
There's some meaning in all of that too.
Truth. We could probably have a 2-day think tank around this bike for sure.
I was wondering if you guys had more if there was anything else.
It can be a 2x2 bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. You know, some people ride a unicycle. I mean, you know, have you guys seen those little electric things people riding down the beach? It's just like it's just a wheel. That's all it is. What is it called? A one wheel. Listen, you can. Oh, I get it. One wheel. Yeah. Okay. So you get to choose. You can get there on a one wheel, or you can take a private jet. It's up to you. Okay. Or you can take a sailboat. Why don't we take a break and get a little bit of breathing room? Let's take about a 10-minute, real quick restroom break. In and out. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay.